This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After 5 o'clock here on day one of the NCAA tournament, the big story is that McNeese State is up on Clemson late with a chance to pull off that 12-5 upset. If they do advance, they would take on Purdue, and Gonzaga's blowing out Georgia 30-12. Also, earlier in the show, if you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Not only was I defending myself from the pizza situation that eventually was made right, but Sean Morash basically told the world that he wants St. John's to get knocked out. And, of course, it has been uncovered that Sean Morash has always hated St. John's. We have that piece of evidence.
Really?
If you go back to February 25th, 2014, Sean Morash tweeted, "When St. John's sells recruits on the fact they'll be playing at MSG, do they tell them it will be in front of a high school-sized crowd?"
That's a good line.
I'm a fat moron.
He also taunted John Minko that same year when he said, "Hey, calm down, Mink. What time are the Johnnies on? Oh, wait." And that was after they had been eliminated.
My goodness.
So,
what a bad guy.
Yeah, bad guy you are. But he does provide us with a Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into Double Fan and get ready to run. Every tiki show, then on the one. Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. The show has been about Evan botching pizza. It's been about St. John's tonight. It's been about March Madness. So I'm here to give you the 5 days Americans have had the worst excuse to be lazy on.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Fridays before holiday weekends. I'm sorry, when did Memorial Day and Labor Day become holidays celebrated on Friday?
Even more so worse in the post-pandemic era,
where
Fridays have become optional to begin with.
No doubt.
Fridays before holidays have become, basically, Thursdays before holidays.
Thursday becomes the day off. Office. I'll take a half day on Thursday.
Offices will close by 3 o'clock Thursday. Uh-huh. My ass, they will. All right, here we go.
Yeah, because our
number 4.
Exactly. Number 4 is the day after the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Look, if you're a football fan, why is the Super Bowl any different for you on a Monday than it is any other football Sunday? I mean, it actually ends before Sunday Night Football ends.
No, it's a good point.
There is one difference.
It's a very good point.
I've heard you make this point before, and while I don't subscribe to it, I'm going to help out the audience. A lot of people travel and go to other people's houses and go to an actual party.
Okay.
Most people's Sunday Night Football experience is just being at home. Like, it's the conclusion of their weekend. Meanwhile, Super Bowl Sunday is a party night. Well,
what percentage of people do you think travel any more than 20 minutes from their home for a Super Bowl?
Well, as someone who doesn't travel from his home for a Super Bowl party.
I can't imagine that many. If you're going out for, I'm guessing, relatively within striking distance of your home.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm not buying it, Evan. But
the game is over so much earlier than regular season.
Grow up.
It's different from regular season based on that. Like, very few people have Sunday Night Football parties.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Get to work. That's my point.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Number three in the 5 days Americans have the worst excuse to be lazy for. How about the week between Christmas and New Year's? Frankly, I'm guilty of this, but when did December 27th become a holiday?
That's true.
Right. You know, I just take the whole week.
Yeah. I'll tell you my thinking on this because I have been as guilty as anybody. When you've got two periods of time that are vacations, it feels weird to like do something, come back, do something, as opposed to making it a giant vacation, as opposed to connecting it and saying, okay,
but more time off. But here's the problem. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're going to be home. So you call it vacation, but you're not going anywhere.
Well, a lot of people do go away, go to Disney. Yeah.
Those people I'm not faulting, the people that go away. I'm talking about, you know, got to get the Kohl's and return that on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Black Friday. Oh, you're full? You're full? Matter of fact, Thanksgiving's the one night where people are so full they go to bed early enough.
Right, and forget the shopping because everybody does it online anymore.
Go to work. Go work. It's Thanksgiving. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And number one is today, the first day of the tournament. You people out there that have taken off today. You don't watch college basketball all season, but yet you reserve a little personal day to take off today. You go wait and get your vasectomy today. I mean, get lost. Go to work. And that's my list.
Sean laying down the hammer.
Sounds
thank you
like
very
you're
much, Sean.
Taking aim at
it's my fat ass!
Tommy Lugauer.
He's another
specifically.
He's not the only one. A lot of people do take off. I am told we have a very special guest that would like to talk about pizza. So, special guest, welcome to the program.
2.5 years, every Friday, Prince Street Pizza. And now I gotta be woken up from a nice mid-afternoon nap, getting ready for the tournament that Evan Roberts bought three personal pies and claims he doesn't know where to order pizza from.
From a janky place, too, Craig.
Come on, man. It's Listen. Right down the street. It's the name of the pizza place is the name of the street.
I'm a loser. I choked under the pressure, Craig. They let a child do a man's job. And so I did my best. I screwed up.
No, you didn't.
And then I rectified the situation.
Dude, you wouldn't buy three personal pizzas for your beautiful wife and two boys?
Well,
you would have gotten a couple larges.
Craig,
what are we doing?
It was not a personal pie. It wasn't as large as it should be. And you should have seen my face because I ordered the pies for pickup. I go pick it up on like 190th Street in Manhattan on my way to work. And I had to double park in front of a bus. It was a crazy situation. And when I walked in and I saw the size of those boxes, I was mortified. I was like, you got to be kidding
me. Wait, so let me get this right. You bought pizza in Harlem to go to Tribeca?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, that part's true. Yes.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
Right. That's what I told him, Craig. His number one mistake is you got to get a referral. You're going to order pizza. Just get a referral. Should have called me up. Called you up.
If you parked at 190th, if I got the pizzas there, would you bike in?
The biggest mistake I made, and Tiki is right, is I should have called and phoned a friend. I should have called you. You would have found a way for me to get free pizzas. It would have worked out very well for me.
We had Prince Street Pizza every Friday. You have their number.
I know. I know. Listen, I'll learn for 2026. I'll be very, very prepared.
No, now you can't be trusted.
Exactly
this has now,
right.
Unfortunately, become Tiki's responsibility.
That's exactly right. The problem is, Craig, I don't know the pizza calendar. I mean, this one was obvious, and we talked about it, but we said we weren't going to do it because nobody works anymore. Unlike when you were here, nobody's here anymore, right? People take Thursdays off, even though there were a lot of people here today, surprisingly.
Yeah, they showed up thinking there'd be pizza.
Right.
That was the problem.
They thought Francesca was getting 10 pies from
everybody. Exactly. But I don't know the calendar, so I need intel on the calendar when these special pizza days occur.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing it every Friday because there really is nobody here Fridays.
Yeah. I mean, that was
the
difference.
This is like the moment in Godfather 2 where Michael goes, Fredo, I know it was you, and kisses him on the lips, and it's over. That's how I feel. Like, you might be dead to me, Evan.
Shame on all of you. I've learned so much from you. This was the one thing I did not pick up. I apologize.
Did you not pay attention?
Well, you know you do. Assuming you guys are actually working tomorrow, you make up for it. You get everybody Ralph's Italian Ices, and you're all good.
No, but Craig, there literally will be nobody here.
Yeah, it'll be Ices for me and four other people, basically. Craig,
all right. Well,
thank you very much, and I apologize that I let you down because I don't care about what.
Apologies not accepted yet, but we can let you work it all.
All right. See you later.
See you, Craig.
The great Craig Carton, and it's true. As I was getting berated by Sal and Anthony Gallo and all the fine people that worked around here, I thought of Craig's fat face. Because I thought to myself, he's going to be the most disappointed. He's not even here to eat the pizza. And he's going to be like, what the hell did I teach you for 2.5 years? So my apologies. And tomorrow's a good day, too. We got a lot of college basketball tomorrow.
Yeah, but there is not going to be anybody here.
Nah, that's true. Let's go to Charles. He's calling from Allenhurst, New Jersey. How are you, Charles?
What up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I got a good comparison here, and obviously there's no, when it comes to sports between like two teams, there's never any perfect comparison. But with St. John's, this has been an incredible season, right? They've won a ton. They're Big East champions. They're a 2 seed now. Listen, Ev, I'm like you, man. I'm a diehard Met fan. I love all the other sports, but I love baseball. That is my number one love.
Right.
Love baseball. Diehard Met fan. 2022 was such a special year to me, and we won the second most games in the history of the franchise. I can't even look back on that year with any pride or excitement because of the way they choked.
Yeah.
So if you have St. John's, how can you expect any of these guys who have had this incredible season? It's like it takes away all the excitement if you lose to a 15 seed in the first round.
I agree.
It's just,
you
can't. Yeah.
I think that's a great comparison, by the way, because I think what Sean does sometimes, and maybe it's what makes him great, is he goes to the most extreme example.
Mm.
And clearly the KD Kyrie Nets is an extreme example on a disaster, as is the Aaron Rodgers Jets. Those are the biggest disasters, arguably, in New York sports.
Yeah, but they weren't. At least they weren't a first-round exit.
What? They didn't? Who?
The Nets.
Right, they're a turned ankle. That's why I think this is a bigger deal. It's a 2 seed with Pitino to lose to a 15?
No, I get they weren't a first-round exit, but that era ended with one postseason victory, and they were supposed to be a guaranteed champion.
Some of it was circumstantial.
I get it.
Including the COVID
nonsense
with Kyrie.
I know full well.
And then, obviously, the injuries.
You don't think that's one of the biggest sports disasters in New York history?
No, because I think you could have seen it coming.